Millennials, born between the early 1980s and the early 2000s, aka Generation Y, are the demographic where the emotional plays a greater part in their purchase decision process than the rational. That's the way millennials are wired. They desire benefits that are emotionally based, like being able to customize stuff. So when an article appeared in August suggesting that half of all millennials have no use for brands, we turned to our annual loyalty leaders list to test that hypothesis. There's a big difference between a product and a brand. A product is totally rational, while a brand is mostly emotional and seen to be of value to the consumer. If you end up with a consumer saying, "I only care about the product," you haven't done a very good job creating an emotional connection between what might have been a brand but ended up a commodity. See if you recognize any of the following products that millennials not only prefer, but actually buy.
Millennials' most engaging brands. Or, products they buy a lot, if that's their preferred nomenclature. That it's hard to emotionally engage millennials isn't a surprise. They're a different kind of consumer. What is a surprise is the way marketers believe that more social networking and entertaining advertising will engage them. But, in the absence of real ROI metrics, counting shares, tweets, or views has become the default evaluation for assessments of efficiency and efficacy for marketers when it comes to this group. Measuring engagement isn't as easy as it was before the internet, and has gotten even more difficult since consumers are born hot-wired to that very internet. But bottom line, it's still all about expectations that consumers hold for the category where your particular stuff competes, and how well your stuff is seen to meet those expectations. Turns out, the most important expectations are usually emotional, which pleases millennials, but confounds the hell out of most marketers. According to BrandKey's most recent 2017 analysis, the top 10 brands which best meet millennials' expectations and, therefore, to which millennials are most engaged and actually buy and buy again include, in order of preference, the following. 1. Apple. 2. Nike. 3. Starbucks. 4. Target. 5. Chick-fil-A. 6. Amazon. 7. Samsung. 8. Coke. 9. Netflix. 10. LG. Sounds like brands to us. That's because products that stand for the right emotional values maintain relevance and create relationships. The ones that better meet millennial expectations are the ones to which millennials will show higher degrees of loyalty. Higher than any other generational cohort, even if their perceptual mode of a brand is, "That's a product I really like and I'm going to buy." By the way, there are categories which are populated with what BrandKey has come to call category placeholders. Those are products that are known, but not known for anything in particular beyond occupying a place in the category and taking up shelf space with just plain products, aka generics. That's probably why a millennial will opt for a generic rather than the same version that's been branded. In fact, there's a reasonable argument to be made that those generics have become brands unto themselves, aka store brands, but that's for another column. One thing that crosses all generational cohorts as regards brand engagement and loyalty is this. Brands best able to meet consumers' expectations for emotional values will always show up on the top of consumer shopping lists. A review of the loyalty leaders in the 83 categories included in this analysis revealed 91% of them were the category leader, too. QED.
What happened? A review of the millennial loyalty leaders in the 83 categories we track revealed that 86% of them were the category's leaders, which ultimately proves brands able to stand for the right emotional values, maintain relevance, and actually engage and better meet expectations are able to create higher levels of positive consumer behavior. The secret, of course, is identifying and measuring what expectations millennials actually have for your category and which emotional facets support those values. Then all you have to do is plan how to communicate them to consumers in an engaging manner, which, just to be clear, is a far more complex process than just adding more social networking or tweets to the marketing budget. #millennialslovebrands.